Good morning, Allegheny Mountain Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. In the background is Albertina Walker. That's Lord Keep Me Day by Day. I am joined in studio by a special guest. We have Jeff Ford in studio today. Jeff has worn many hats during his professional life and has served on various appointed and elected boards in Bath County. He cut his teeth in group sales in the highly competitive hospitality industry. Jeff worked his way into an executive position before moving into entrepreneurship. Today, he's here on behalf of the Bath County Airport Authority, where he serves as the board chairman. A few weeks ago, Jeff gave a presentation to the Bath County EDA, where the Airport Authority had announced that the terminal was in disrepair. Jeff's presentation about the airport and the economic impact it had on tourism, not just Bath County, but the greater listening area. So I want to just ask you, you know, before we get too far down the road, can you give the audience some background information about the airport?
The airport is one of the best-kept secrets of Bath County. It's in that location on top of the mountain where people don't really just swing by and say hello, but it's one of the most beautiful places in Bath County. It's been there since 1930. It was built by Dave Ingalls of the Ingalls family. He was Assistant Secretary of the Navy at the time, and he directed the money to get that built in 1930, and the existing terminal from 1930 is still there. 1960, built a new terminal and started passenger service that lasted until 1993, and we've got 354 acres there on top of the mountain, just a beautiful location. Is really a true gem of Bath County, and everybody's proud of it.
Well, I'll tell you, I know that you know that property very intimately because you do a lot of landscaping and maintenance, cutting the grass up there. But, you know, when you made your presentation to the Bath County Economic Development Authority, you talked about the economic impact the airport has on the local economy. Can you, just for our listeners, give them an idea of how the airport really impacts not just Bath County, but the overall listening area?
Well, when it was first built, it was managed by a consortium of the entire region, Covington, Clifton Forge, Bath County, Highland County. So if you go back to those roots, it really explains the magnitude and the impact it has on this entire Allegheny Highlands. It's really not a Bath County thing, not a Hot Springs thing, not a Homestead thing. It's really about the whole community. And over the years, it changed. About 50% of our traffic up there is Homestead. And the remaining 50% is split between military, local travel, and transient travel. So it's really a mix. It's not dedicated strictly to one specific segment, and that's really neat too. So it's not really focused in one area. It's a broad array of traffic that comes in up there.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago, RKG and Associates released a report about economic development in Bath County, and in their report, they found that tourism dollars cycle through Bath County almost seven times before they leave the area, and I found that fascinating. You know, you are a business owner, and so when it's very busy in Bath County, there's a lot of people coming through, you experience a bump in your business, and
absolutely,
you use those dollars to pay your employees. They go out to eat, pay some bills, and maybe go out for a night enjoying themselves, and they visit other local businesses in Bath. And could you talk about how the terminal sort of, you know, the damages or the disrepair that fell, what made the authority feel like they had to make the move to close the terminal?
Absolutely. Let me back up for just a second too on the economic side too. It's hard to put a number on it, but if you could imagine, if we said, do you have an airport? No, we do not. Well, that eliminates so many things, and it sends business and sends that air traffic to Lewisburg, sends it to Roanoke, it sends it to Shenandoah. So then they're spending money in those areas versus in Hot Springs and Bath County as they're traveling to get back here. Plus, it also eliminates, example, one of our traffic right now are people that are building homes here. And I can think of three off the top of my head now are folks that are building homes specifically because there's an airport. They're flying in from another home somewhere else and building a home here because they love our community, they love our people, they love what we stand for here. This, the tax base from a $3 million home is huge. So you eliminate that if you say, well, no, we don't have an airport. Imagine if the Homestead, you know, I sold the Homestead and sold Bath County through the Homestead for group sales for 30 years. You know, if I'd have had to say, no, we don't have an airport, it would have been devastating. So it's not one segment, but when you take the transit people that are flying in, the military that come in, and they're not just flying in and saying, oh, this is a pretty airport. They're getting in the crew cars and rental cars and transportation companies, and they're bringing them into the community to spend dollars at all of our businesses. So it's a huge thing. So saying that, I'll back up to your other question with the terminal. As I mentioned, we have a terminal that was built in 1930 that's still there, which we have some plans for down the road. But the existing terminal from 1960, it was built for passenger traffic. So it's a good-sized terminal. It's over 5,000 square feet. And there's some issues with moisture under the building that has been there for years that we can't mitigate at all. So it's caused issues with trusses and flooring, and the building is, the foundation has failed where it's sinking. So the walls are cracking, the doors aren't square, so they won't close. So it's caused us a lot of issues, to the point the Virginia Department of Aviation has encouraged us that we need to do something. We need to get out of that building. A 62-year lifespan is more than enough. As an example, a new terminal building that's built today, they built it with a 40-year lifespan.
Oh, wow.
You know, and you would think, well, today's technology, it would be longer than that. Right. But, the thing, you know, it's like, you know, when you build a new stadium for the football teams.
Right.
You know, 40 years, you got to have another one.
Right.
And everything's outdated, and especially in airports, because of all the technology that's built into a terminal to ensure safe air travel. It's important, and it has a lifespan. So ours is past the lifespan. So we're trying to make that next step.
Well, if you're just joining us, that voice belongs to Jeff Ford. He's here today. He serves as the chairperson of the Bath County Airport Authority, and he's been giving us some updates on the airport. What we're going to do right now is just get into a brief word from an underwriter, then we're going to get back to this conversation with Jeff Ford. See you on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is jazz flutist Kim Scott, and I'd like to thank you for the support of my music all these years. Check out my latest single, Emerge, featuring Jonathan Fritzen, right here on WCHG.
If you're just tuning in, I'm Danny, joined in studio by Mr. Jeff Ford. He's here representing the Bath County Airport Authority. Jeff, thank you for coming in. Really appreciate
you
giving us some good information. So the terminal was in a situation where immediate action had to be taken, and anyone who's ever sort of worked with governments, whether they be local, state, or federal, knows that sometimes the red tape and the bureaucracy can slow down things. You guys were able to work very fast. Could you talk about, you know, the how from the time you realized you were going to have to close the terminal to the next few steps the authority took?
You know, I made a presentation in Richmond, Danny, to the Virginia Department of Aviation, to their board. There's 9 members on that board. 5 had already been to Ingalls Field to see the condition of our terminal. And the support in Richmond for our community and for our airport, I can say, is just unbelievable. You know, the comments from the board were, you know, Ingalls Field is a part of the fabric of Virginia. It cannot go away. We've got to make sure that it's there forever. So the board, even, they went around some of their rules on presentations and approvals to get fast track on approvals. The first step is a conceptual study to make sure, where should it be? Where should a terminal be? How big should it be? All the nuts and bolts. What's the problem with the ground there? Why is there water? All the nuts and bolts. So the state started it with a fast track. So then obviously the next question is to get local support. So we've been on the circuit. We've talked with the Board of Supervisors with presentations, the economic development, as you mentioned. We've met with Visit Bath about tourism. We've met with the Homestead for their support. And everyone has been 110% behind this project because they realize the importance of this terminal. To the local community, the state pays 80% of anything, any expense that we have with a new terminal, except the construction, which is actually 90%. So the cost to the community and to Bath County is very small. in relation. So you're talking, you know, 10 to 20% max. And I was very pleased as I made my rounds, just with the support that we've been given from the community, from every single person, as they realized the importance of the airport.
You were looking for solutions to the terminal issue, and what did you guys come up with?
Well, the solution is we need a new terminal. The existing one has to go away. The state formula for a new terminal, and it's based on the arrivals and departures and the traffic that we get. So, as example, when you talk about building the church for Easter Sunday, well, we don't need a 10,000 square foot terminal with the size and scope of our airport. But the state allows for a 2,500 approximately square foot building up there, which is fine. You know, it's a lobby, mechanical room, meeting room, restrooms, office. It's you know, it's the basic airport terminal. Since we don't have passenger service, we don't need all the security things and right, all those issues. So we're fine with that size. Now, if we want to do more, and in talking to some of the entities involved, we may want to do more. You know, the views are so spectacular. We've talked about, well, maybe we should have an observation deck.
Oh, wow.
Where people can come up from the community and, you know, watch the air traffic, watch the military planes when they're in and out. I can remember as a kid, I used to go up there, and when Piedmont was flying in and out on Sundays, and you could sit on the hill and watch the planes. I mean, I still remember that, and that was a long time ago. that had an impact on me. So since it really is one of the most beautiful spots, where you're the highest public use airport east of the Mississippi. We sell T-shirts, Danny, that have the number 3792 on them, because that's our elevation, okay. 3,792 feet in the air. That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
And when we've sold so many T-shirts, we've had to start ordering them in hundreds now versus 20s, because people realize when they come in, they're in someplace special, not just at the airport, but in Bath County.
So, you know, construction on this new terminal, what sort of timeline are you guys looking at?
Well, we would like for it to be no more than 2 years. The original timeline is 3 years. The first step is a conceptual study that, as I mentioned, will determine exactly where it should be, the size it should be, how it should face, what it should include. And we've already got all the numbers. We've got all that basically ready to begin as soon as our board approves that. And again, that's at minimal local cost. Then the next step would be the design phase, and then the construction phase. So we're hopeful that we could wrap it up and be in a new building in 2 years.
In that time gap, you know, how are you going to maintain sort of the operations while new construction is going on?
That's a great question. One of the things that the state and what we agree with, a main concern is passenger safety. And with our existing building, there are safety issues with the flooring. So the state pre-approved, again, money for us to go into a temporary facility starting immediately. And we'll have that in place within the next several weeks. And we will work out of a temporary facility for the next couple of years while the old terminal is demolished and then a new one put in place.
Well, I'll tell you, if you just tuned in, that voice you just heard was that of Jeff Ford. He's here representing the Bath County Airport Authority, giving us some updates on the terminal and the next steps moving forward in replacing the terminal. We're going to hear a PSA, and then we'll get back after a song. That was Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers, The Last Mile of the Way. We are not at the last mile of the way. We aren't even in the middle of the road yet, but I am joined in studio by Jeff Ford. You know, you guys were able to kind of get the wheels of government moving fast for something this important, and you might should, you know, write a case study for other other folks, let them know how to do this.
Well, sometimes it's just need and necessity, Danny, because, you know, when the state says, you know what, you might want to get out of this building, then you got to move a little quicker to make that happen.
So you said that normal operations will be resuming, you know, when the temporary facilities get in place and whatnot.
Well, operations are continuing now. I mean, we're at business as usual. We're still operating out of the old terminal right now, but it's business as usual.
Okay.
So nothing has changed. We'll just transition where we're working out of once we get that temporary facility up there and in place and operating.
So you've been on the Airport Authority for a number of years. Obviously, the obvious economic impact you've laid down to our listeners and explained how the origins of the airport, you know, started and whatnot. But for you personally, you know, what is the Airport Authority given you? What has it done for you?
Well, one of the things, when I was asked if I would serve on the Airport Authority, for some reason I was always fascinated about that area. I just thought it was beautiful and a neat area, and I'm not a pilot. I don't fly. Anything crazy about air travel, but I just thought it was interesting and fascinating. So when I got on the board, I became more interested, and the more time I spent up there mowing and making the place look nice, it just became something I had a passion for. So as you know, in life, anything that you have a passion for and you enjoy doing, you throw yourself into it. So I think that's why, you know, now even with this project, why we've been able to move so fast. I have a passion for it. And when I sit and talk to people about it, it was no different than when I worked at the homestead. I had a passion for the homestead. So when I was selling it, people, you know, you could look them in the eye and they're like, wow, this guy's serious. He really believes what he's telling me. So it's sort of the same thing with the airport. I really believe in what we're doing up there and what we have up there. And when I sit and talk with people, that comes across. And the board mentioned that in Richmond, too, that they are appreciative to have somebody that has that passion. So, yeah, I became chair. I missed one meeting, and they made me chairman. So my advice is don't miss any meetings.
I've become secretary on a couple boards that way.
So, yeah. It does work that way.
Well, you know, and this has been really interesting, and I've enjoyed this. You know, when we were off air, you were talking about some of the other vectors of travel and visitation and some of the other recreational opportunities that the airport provides people. Would you feel comfortable talking about some of that?
Well, the airport, you just think, you know, plane flying in and out. My daughter was here a month or so ago, and we went up. We had a Chinook helicopter coming in to look at Bath County for a training event they wanted to conduct in April. And there was eight people on the Chinook. And a Chinook is the two rotors, great, big, giant helicopter. And they were so kind. They took us through the helicopter, showed us everything about it. You know, we're in Hot Springs. Where would you get the opportunity to get a tour of a Chinook? We both thought that was fascinating. And they were so kind. Well, they're going to be back in April 22nd and 23rd. So the community, make a note of that. And we'll make sure it's on Facebook on our page so you can see that. But they're going to be back with four Chinooks. And they would encourage the community to come up and see the equipment. So there's things like that that go on that you don't think about in our community that are pretty cool.
So you get
to see things like that up at the airport that people just don't think about. So I would encourage people as well, you know, if you're on a Sunday afternoon drive up to the airport. Park Kirshner is our airport manager. Park will, if there's nothing flying in at the time, he'll let you drive down the taxiway to the viewpoint where we've held weddings before.
Wow.
Looking out to the southwest, and it's just, you're on top of the world. Every person that goes down there and comes back, and their eyes are big, and they're just like, I just had no idea. But that, to me, is Bath County. That's the way it should be.
Awesome. Outside of the Chinooks and whatnot coming in, do you have any other activities or anything planned for this upcoming year? I know Wings and Wheels made a comeback last year.
Wings and Wheels was terrific. Actually had a pretty good, we got a late start on it. The county with the promoting that. But we had a terrific crowd. I think people really missed it over the pandemic, not being able to come up and experience that. Really, really good crowd. I don't know. There's a meeting this week, so the planning is underway for that. We had the RAF, the Recreational Aeronautics Foundation. They came up and cleared some trails that have a terrific overlooks on the side of the mountain that face Clifton Forge. These two overlooks were built in the 40s, and they're all flagstone, and they're just stunning. But if you want to come up and park We'll let you walk over and take advantage of those trails. Of course, Bear Loop's right there on the preserve, so the parking lot for Bear Loop, you can come up and walk Bear Loop. So it's a beautiful part of the county, and it's not just airplanes. You can always come up and watch the airplanes. We have campers that fly in. One of the blessings of Bath County is dark sky. So we have two campsites on the airport, and people fly in and spend the night and stare at the stars and the moon and the planets. And there's some pictures on YouTube. If you get a chance, just Google Ingalls Field, and it's just, they're incredible. So again, there's things like that you just don't think of that are going on, but it's a lot more than just planes.
Well, I'll tell you, Jeff, you really made the show better. I thank you for coming in, taking your time, and sharing your wealth of knowledge with the listeners. We will keep you guys informed of other activities going on at Ingalls Field, and look forward to being a partner with you guys for Wings and Wheels again and get the band back together. Thank you, Jeff. Really appreciate you.
Really appreciate the opportunity.